Here's the thing about adventure. It's never going to come knocking on your door. You got to get out there and track it down. And there's no better way to find it than behind the wheel of a 2024 Toyota Tacoma. With trail-hungry power, legendary capability, and head-turning style, the Tacoma is not for the sedentary. 326 horsepower, 465 pound-feet of torque. And with all the toughness you could ask for, the Toyota Tacoma is the adventure you've been missing. Toyota, let's go places.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The Sharks are in St. Louis tonight, where they look to shake off the disappointments of last night's loss in Dallas and take on a St. Louis Blues team that they took to overtime on opening night before dropping yet another disappointing contest. They're looking for happiness this evening. They go with Yaroslav Askarov in the nets, and the Sharks face off against the St. Louis Blues for the second time this season. One thing that San Jose coach Ryan Warshawski definitely needs from his club is a focus in the defensive zone. He felt that they lost a little bit of that last night in Dallas, and he wants to get it back.
You know, the root of the problem is we're not being physical enough, and at the end of the day, this is a fundamental sport of, passing pucks tape to tape, being physical, having smart angles without the puck, playing a 200-foot game, and puck play through the neutral zone. So that's really what this game comes down to, and I think every team and coach talks about that. We got to go out and execute it.
Taking too many penalties in the early going is another topic for the Sharks head coach, because that gave Dallas three power plays in the first period and gave them some momentum.
Yeah, it's a topic, especially in the first period. I think they had three power plays. We against that type of team, you just can't give that momentum away, and gets us out of our rhythm of, we had success in Detroit or against Detroit because of the four lines we got rolling, and we just couldn't get that, momentum. We couldn't get that roll going on our bench.
Last night in Dallas, there was a milestone moment in the third period when Mikael Granlund set up Jake Walman for a goal.
But here comes Granlund moving back in. He stops in the right corner, sends it back to the slot. Score! Jake Walman gets the pass from Granlund and makes it a 3-2 game. And for Mikael Granlund, that is career assist number 400 and a big goal by Walman, his second of the year. The score now is Dallas 3, the Sharks 2.
Granlund gave us his reaction to the milestone.
It just tells me I've been in a league for a long time. It's cool, obviously, and that's all I can say about it.
But Granlund was not on the ice at the end of the game because of an occurrence in the third period that took him off.
And now Delandria skates it to the blue line. Can't control it, but now he recovers it. Dropped it back. Moving in. A little opportunity there. Granlund was hauled down on the play. No penalty. Granlund shaken up. It's in front as Delandria going for the front of the net. Along with Liljegren in deep. They're knocked down. Granlund still shaken up. Hobbling his way back toward the Sharks bench in discomfort. And no penalty called here against Dallas. Can the Sharks keep it in and get one into the net? But it's a lead for Dallas. It's a breakaway. They hit the post. Seguin thought it was in. He had his arms going up, and it hit the outside of the post. And the Sharks dodge a major bullet. 2:40 remaining in the game. In the nets to our left still is Blackwood. 3-2 Dallas. Stars move in. Walman calmly settles things down. We'll keep our eyes on Granlund. You'd like to have him on the ice right now. Offside pass now for Wennberg in the direction of Eklund. And we get the whistle. And I'm surprised that wasn't a penalty on Granlund, who got knocked down and was shaken up on the play.
Well, pick one. Cross-check. Hit from behind. One of the two things should have been called on either of the Stars, as he got basically gang tackled at the hash marks. And I don't understand how the referees couldn't see it. He's the one who had the puck.
Mikhail was back on the ice shortly after that as the Sharks were prepared to pull Mackenzie Blackwood from the nets, but then an intervention.
Mackenzie Blackwood is still in the nets to our left with 2:30 to play, but the Sharks have five forwards on the ice, so something tells me it's not going to be too long before Blackwood makes his way back to the bench. Faceoff upcoming. Hold it. Are they telling Granlund he can't come on? So they send him off, and Walman comes back on the ice. That was up.
He's got to go back for – they're saying he has to go back for concussion protocol.
Oh, that's what so that basically ruins him for the night.
No, it depends how long it takes.
For Granlund, it was simply an unfortunate moment of bad timing.
Yeah, it's just the league has these rules. They have a spotter, and if you get hit like that, they're going to take you out of the game and make you go through some tests. So Obviously, it was unfortunate that I couldn't be there at the end of the game. You always want to do that, but those are the league rules.
The good news is that Granlund is back in action tonight against St. Louis, a team that didn't play last night but took a loss against Minnesota in their most recent outing a couple of days ago. The Sharks center, who comes into tonight's action with 8 goals and 18 assists in 42 career games against the Blues, talked about some of the keys for the evening.
We just got to play the way we've been playing. There's some things we got to clean up puck managing-wise and some of the other things, but we're in these games. There's some really good periods of our game, so we just got to keep going, doing the right things and clean up some of the things we got to get better at, so should be a good game tonight.
Maintaining composure is really important. Last night in Dallas, Macklin Celebrini showed some of his emotion, smacking his stick up against the boards after a second empty net goal against. He also gave the linesman a piece of his mind after getting thrown out of the faceoff circle when it appeared that he had cleanly won a totally legal draw. Celebrini gave us his view of that faceoff.
I don't know. I mean, I won the draw, and then he lifted up his stick, and the ref blew it down, so he re-dropped it, and then it was at the end of our shift, so a little tired. But
Macklin also talked about the importance of maintaining composure during the course of the game while also being free to showcase your emotions.
Usually I don't like to say much during games, and I don't like to show much emotion just to kind of keep it steady, but I mean, there's sometimes in the game when you're down and when you're about to lose or putting your team in a bad spot that it just kind of comes out. You don't really want to express too much, but it just happens.
Mikael Granlund says that young players on the Sharks roster like Celebrini and Will Smith have been pretty composed for most of the year.
Just be under control and just enjoy your game. Work hard and they have so much talent. So, you know, do a lot of the right things and then your instincts will take over offensively. And like we've seen, once they get going, get the puck to Ozone, they're really dangerous.
And Coach Ryan Warsawski says maintaining composure is hugely important, especially on the road.
You know, it's competitive nature to get frustrated in the emotion of the sport. But you also have to, you have to channel it. You know, you can't let it spiral out of control and let it affect your hockey game. And you know, for the most part, I think we've done a really good job of that this year. And honestly, I want to see that emotion. I think it's who we are as human beings. It's who you are as a competitor. And again, we did some good things last night. It just, again, wasn't enough. It's not consistent enough. And we need to be better tonight.
The Sharks will trade one Smith for another in the lineup tonight as Will Smith sits out with a planned absence and Giovanni Smith gets back into action against the Blues. On defense, Henry Thrun will sit it out this evening and Jack Thompson will get back into action playing alongside Jan Ruda on that third defensive pair. But the big story tonight involves goaltender Yaroslav Askarov. Recalled a few days ago for the road trip when Vitek Vanacek went down with an injury, Askarov gets his fourth National Hockey League appearance and his first one in a Sharks uniform. He's looking forward to the night.
I'm so excited. Ready to go.
Askarov is a goaltender that likes to show his personality on the ice, and he enjoys himself too.
I'm trying. This is my goal. Try to have fun on the ice. And hopefully we'll have some fun tonight.
In his limited time with the big club on this trip, Askarov notices that the Sharks are a team that never gives up.
It's absolutely, yeah. I mean, like, I saw a few games and when I was on the bench, and this team have a lot of energy. This team want to find the way to win this game. That's a big goal.
It's often an adjustment to go from the American Hockey League to the NHL, but for Askarov, here's how he's approaching tonight's game.
I don't want to change anything. I just want to try to keep focus what I can control. This is my big goal, and we'll try to get 2 points tonight.
And Askarov already has a National Hockey League win, a shootout victory for Nashville against the Washington Capitals, in which he stopped both Yevgeny Kuznetsov and Alex Ovechkin in the shootout session. A similar result would be great for him tonight.
Right? Yeah, hopefully. We'll see tonight.
It's going to be a really exciting matchup. The San Jose Sharks against the St. Louis Blues. And we're on the air with our live coverage at 4:30 Pacific time, just in time for your drive home. Jamal Mayers joins me with all of the exciting action. Hope you tune in. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.